Power FM Breakfast with Nicks.
98.1 Power FM. It is Breakfast with Nicks morning, everybody, just on 8.10 this morning. And he is one of Australia's most well-known artists. He won Australian Idol back in 2008, but hey, he's been around a bit longer than that as well. He's famous for hits like Been a Long Time. He has got a new hit out and it is called Anthem, and he's going to be appearing in a new stage production called Rolling Thunder. It is Wes Carr and he is joining me on the line at the moment. Wes, a morning, buddy. Thank you so much for joining me, although I hear you're not so well.
Thanks very much. Yeah. I'm not feeling the greatest, but, you know, that's okay.
That's all okay. Right. Onwards and upwards.
Onwards and upwards, you know. That's what the show must go on.
Indeed. It must. In actual fact, you're currently in rehearsals for a show, I believe.
Yeah, so I'm in rehearsals for a show called Rolling Thunder Vietnam, and we're actually in Toowoomba as we speak, and at the beautiful Empire Theatre up here, and yeah, it's an incredible show about, you know, the Vietnam War and that era, and I play a soldier, and you know, when I first read the script, I was really taken aback by just the options that these kids got. You know, they were kids; they were 19 years old, and they were given, you know, either they go to war or go to jail for 2 years. That's basically it. You know,
wow,
there was no other option, and I just, you know, I couldn't believe that happened in our country in 50 years ago. And as a dad myself, you know, thinking about if in 17 years, if my little man got called up in that way, you know, just be gut wrenching. It's a beautiful, a cathartic sort of experience. I think the show and with an incredible soundtrack, you know, we're singing Creedence Clearwater and Joe Cocker and Hendrix and Marvin Gaye and Simon and Garfunkel and all these incredible sort of songs from the 60s that were protest songs, basically, more so than pop songs. But
they've become so iconic.
You know, they have. They absolutely have. You know, they're not just songs. And as a songwriter, you know, for me, I grew up listening to these songs as a kid and learning to play them on the guitar and piano, and so I've sort of come full circle in it as well. And you know, it's just like coming home, really, listening to these songs.
Do you love being on stage and doing the theatre side of it as well?
I do. It's very different, you know. Like I love sort of to challenge myself and my craft and really, this is the sort of the next step, I suppose, at becoming more, becoming better, I suppose, with the acting side of things. You know, it's very new for me, so
it sounds
I'm pretty blessed.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be an incredible production. I can't wait to see it. It kicks off at Toowoomba, where you are, in the next couple of days, and actually wraps up in your hometown of Adelaide in September 20th. You are coming via Newcastle. I think that's the 3rd and the 4th of September. Now, Wes, you've also got out a new hit. It is called Anthem. We're going to play it up now, and coming back, we're going to have a chat about the inspiration behind this and keep chatting to Wes Carr. It's his new one, Anthem, on 98.1 Power FM. Like the sun again. Tell me what you want. What you want. Yeah. Watch you. That's the new one from Wes Carr. It is called Anthem. Wes is joining me on the line at the moment. Buddy, Isla, I really like that hit. It's got a great beat to it.
Thank you.
It's a really cool hit. I mean, you've done a lot of music, some really varied stuff. This, I guess, a bit more back on your pop side, would you say?
Yeah, this is just coming home back to the pop world for me. And, you know, I've done a lot of touring all over America and Europe and stuff with my other outfit, Buffalo Tales, but I'm back to doing Wes Carr music and creating more Wes Carr stuff now. And for this new track, I just wanted people to really kind of, I suppose, be uplifted and be inspired to do something they've never really wanted, they've never done before, or, you know, take that leap of faith or live in the moment and be excited about life. And I think, you know, and that's basically the sentiment behind the song. And
is that also what you were thinking with the film clip? Because the film clip is quite a simple concept, but it's quite a powerful message at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, well, you know, it kind of, I suppose it sort of ticked a little something off my bucket list of just sort of doing something a bit out of the norm, you know, and you know, I suppose I was known for my long hair.
Yeah, I was going to say, I should explain to listeners if you haven't seen it, we have posted it on our website, but okay. You've actually got super long hair, and then throughout the period of the Anthem film clip, you actually basically get your head shaved.
Yeah.
Which is quite a big decision.
It was, but I was ready for it, and it's basically just the sentiment behind it is just to kind of do something that makes you feel a little bit out of your comfort zone, and you know, and feel that freedom behind that when you do it. And you know, it's like jumping out of an aeroplane or something. You know, it's taking that leap of faith.
It is. Did you keep a lock of hair?
I was going to. I was actually going to keep it as like, and sort of, I don't know, try to sell it as a wig or something. I don't know. But it was too. No,
it was gone. Now, where's the other thing that you've been up to is, am I right in knowing that you've recently been on tour with Pete Evans on his Paleo Way tour?
Yes, the Paleo Way tour, yes.
How was that? I mean, can you tell us something about Pete that we might not know about?
No, he likes to sleep on planes, which I do. A regular sort of human. But he's just a normal, down-to-earth dude.
Did you get some good cooking tips?
Yeah. I got his book, Healthy Every Day. It's pretty awesome, actually.
Do you have a particular recipe that you yourself are quite famous in your household for making, maybe whipping up for your other half?
Yeah, it's stolen basically straight out of Pete Evans' book called The Shung Tung... I always struggle saying it. Shung Tung Chicken. It's really good. You've got to get it. It's in Pete's book, Healthy Every Day, and it makes...
What is it?
It's like a chili, ginger, Asian-inspired chicken.
Yum.
Yeah, so sorry for all the vegetarians out there.
Yeah, sorry about that, but it does sound very tasty.
It is incredible. It's an incredible dish. So, but, yeah, we got to eat. It was the best catering I've ever had on any tour in my life.
And super healthy too, bonus.
Absolutely, and healthy, which makes an absolute, like a complete difference when you're touring on planes and everything all day, every day. So, yeah.
Well, Wes, thank you so much for your time. The new track is Anthem. It's available now. And, of course, you will be on tour, hitting the road in the end of this week. You start Rolling Thunder Vietnam. It is coming to Newcastle September 3rd and 4th. I encourage everyone to get down there and see you, buddy. Thank you so much for your time today. Have a great day and hope you feel better.
Thanks, Nikki.
Yeah. Take some vitamin C tablets.
I've got everything. My place looks like just a vitamin central.
The Power FM Street Team, Musselbrook, Nissan.